And this is Building Bridges. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with
Ken Nash. Rise for Climate, Jobs and Justice and Peace.
Featuring We the People, of course. Now, we are going to head straight to the Rise for Climate, Jobs, Justice and Peace featuring We the People in this urgent moment being faced with aggressive federal rollbacks on climate and community protections by the Trump administration. Hey, let's go rally.
Sounds good.
Of New York and Connecticut, and community delegates, and Roberto Barrero of the United Confederation of Taino People and their community delegates to start us off with an opening prayer.
Oniowe Nikich Ajwesti. I am Sachem Hawkstorm of Scatico First Nations. What I said is, I am grateful to you, my relatives. And I bring welcome from the Lenape, from Chief Perry, from the Ramapo. I'm here with my brother from the Taino of Puerto Rico, and we're going to do a quick prayer and a song. After I'm done with the prayer, I'm going to do the four directions and call in some good energy for what we're trying to do today. I'm going to say it in my language, but you guys understand, right? Yaminan manimek anishik aninik honak. Yaminan manimek anishik aninik shawanak. Yaminan manimek anishik aninik touchkamak. Geminan manimek anishik aninik wampanek. Geminan manimek anishik aninik wantud manitu. And geminan manimek anishik aninik hapkin negak. Renewing our relationship with Mother Earth and saying that we're here to serve. That's what it's all about today. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much for getting us started off with that powerful song and that beautiful prayer. What time is it? It's time to rise. What time is it? It's time to rise for climate, jobs, and justice. What time is it?
It's time to rise.
What time is it?
It's time to rise.
What time is it? It's time to rise.
Rise
for climate, jobs, and justice. Woo!
Welcome to the New York City Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice. My name is Denise Patel. I'm with the People's Climate Movement New York. I'll be one of the MCs.
And my name is Patrick Houston with New York Communities for Change, and I'll be your co-MC.
We are very excited to be the first city in the U.S. to kick off a wave of actions across the world. Yeah. There are over 800 actions in 90 countries bringing together thousands of people to rise up for climate, jobs, and justice. Yeah, climate change is real, and it's impacting our health and our lives every day. We have the solutions. We need a rapid transition to 100% renewable energy that is rooted in justice and equity. We need to stop all fossil fuel infrastructure. And we need to hold corporate polluters responsible for the damage they have caused. It's not too late to fix the problem, but the political will is lacking. But we know the people's will is strong, yeah. Right? Earlier this year, Mayor de Blasio and our city comptroller, Scott Stringer, who's in the crowd somewhere, made New York City a global leader on divestment, cutting $5 billion from the fossil fuel industry and suing major oil companies like ExxonMobil and Shell for climate damages. We also are really excited to announce that just yesterday, Comptroller Stringer took a stand against the Williams natural gas pipeline. Yeah! So, for the city of New York, he's the highest level elected official to do so, and we are really ecstatic that he's doing this.
We are in a critical moment. We are seeing unprecedented damage to the planet that threatens the safety and the progress of so much and so many. Just in the last few months alone, we've seen record-setting wildfires in California, the Arctic burning. We've experienced punishing heat waves here in New York. Here in New York State, where we receive only 4% of our electricity from solar energy and wind energy. This is not sustainable. This is not inevitable. This is not acceptable. There are fair alternatives that can cut pollution and create jobs and protect our health. So while Trump is protecting the profits of the rich, we demand local and state electeds to protect the health and the well-being of the many. And so we're calling Governor Cuomo. It's time to rise. Mayor de Blasio. It's time to rise. All elected officials. It's time to rise for climate, jobs, and justice.
It's time to rise
for climate, jobs, and justice. I say Cuomo.
It's time to rise.
De Blasio.
It's time to rise.
Elected.
It's time to rise
for climate, jobs, and justice.
I'm excited to introduce our first speaker, Judy Sheridan Gonzalez. She's an emergency room nurse from the Bronx and the president of the New York State Nurses Association, NYSNA. NYSNA has been a leader in the trade union movement, fighting for a clean, safe planet, a just transition to renewable, publicly owned energy, and created the New York Recovery Network to send nursing and medical brigades to communities that are on the front lines of climate disasters. Welcome, Judy. Thank you. So is it hot enough for you? Imagine if winter was like this. That's what we're facing if we don't do something now, right?
Yeah.
So as nurses, we care for victims of climate change. But what happens as a result of climate change to the health of our population? We get heat strokes. We see wildfires and the impact of wildfires, burns and injuries. Asthma and emphysema from diesel fuels and incinerators and treatment plants affecting our babies and grandmas. Chronic respiratory problems from black mold left over from floods and hurricanes. Serious bacterial infections from dehydration and foul water. Long after hurricanes leave, these are the results of what we see, and these things are chronic. We see severe depression, mental illness, because people lose their homes, their jobs, their livelihood. There's poor repair, poor recovery, and we see a lot of suicides. But the government seems to have amnesia between these disasters, and I would like to call them unnatural disasters, not natural disasters, because they are not natural. We do have some victories. Everyone know about the CPV pipeline. We have to celebrate our victories, but we have to remain vigilant because those billionaires like the Koch brothers, you know who they are? Yeah. They're really anxious to destroy everything that we have, whether it's deregulation, destroying our unions, privatization, and pushing for these fossil fuels with this fantasy of what they call clean gas. Is gas clean?
No.
We know that it's not clean. So while we're here in the global north, we're suffering, particularly our communities of color and our poorer communities. It's far more ominous in the global south. I don't know how many of you remember the hurricanes that hit the South a year ago. In Puerto Rico, we went there 6 times to deliver first aid with many of our volunteers. And if it wasn't for the people on the ground from the island and from here volunteering, more than 5,000 people would have died. I would love for you to join us on September 20th, the anniversary, in Union Square, 6 o'clock, not only to mourn the victims, but to demand changes in the way we deal with climate, in privatization, and the austerity visited upon the people of Puerto Rico, because I assure you, what happens there will happen here in our debt-ridden cities. So rather than starving public utilities, all efforts have to be made for a transition rapidly into sustainable energy production models controlled by our communities, not by profit-oriented companies who should finance such changes through reparations. That's the only thing that I think that they're good for right now, is to pay for the changes that we need. Let's change the system, not the climate. Change the system, not the climate. Change the system, not the climate.
Thank you, Jody.
Next up, we have Petra Luna with Make the Road. Yeah. Make the Road New York builds power of immigrant and working class communities to achieve dignity and justice. Petra is an immigrant mom who has been raising her family in Bushwick for the last 20 years. She and both her children suffer from chronic asthma. And Bushwick is one of many low-income communities in New York City, but as a neighborhood, it is above the citywide averages for rates of asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, and other chronic diseases. Petra believes that our children's health outcomes should not be determined by our income, and the climate solutions must be just and equitable. Petra is calling on Mayor de Blasio to clean up New York City's largest source of pollution, our dirty buildings, and calls on Governor Cuomo to fully fund the MTA and fully electrify the bus fleet.
Petra, come on up. Buenas tardes. ¿Y cómo lo vamos a conseguir? Luchando, creando poder popular. Luchando, creando poder popular. Luchando, creando poder popular. Gracias.
All right, we're going to continue on. This march is happening. We have a couple more speakers, and we're going to keep it moving and have a powerful march. Sarah Gordon with 350. Specifically, she's with the 350 Brooklyn chapter, and they do a lot of local fights to stop climate change. Sarah Gordon.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. All right. 3 years ago, under intense, great pressure from thousands of ordinary New Yorkers, Governor Andrew Cuomo banned fracking in New York. Yeah, we saw what had happened in Pennsylvania, the poisoned water, the polluted air, the fossil fuel funded politicians indifferent to the people they were supposed to serve. And we said, here, no way. We said no way, but under Governor Cuomo, we have got all the fracked gas right here everywhere. New Yorkers are under siege from fossil fuel companies, and Governor Cuomo has been their enabler. They have been building and are building now big new frack gas fossil fuel plants like the CPV plant in Orange County. They have been building and want to build more frack gas pipelines into and through our state, like the Spectra pipeline that now runs right past Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant. The governor of New York has the legal authority to approve or deny these kinds of projects, and under Cuomo, it has been thumbs up. Yeah. The Williams pipeline that has already been mentioned is a poster child for what's wrong with this picture. The Williams Company, a Tulsa, Oklahoma energy company, wants to dig a 23-mile line gash, right, under our outer harbor, past, right, bringing frack gas from Pennsylvania through New Jersey past the shorelines of Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Rockaways. If this pipeline is built, it will harm our marine animals. It will dig old industrial toxins up out of the harbor floor, PCBs, lead, into the waters where we swim. It will take $1 billion out of our pockets. The Williams Company safety record, past 10 years, 6 deaths, 103 injuries. The Williams pipeline will accelerate climate change. Natural gas, whether fracked or not, is methane. And in the short term, methane is 84 times more powerful a greenhouse gas than is carbon dioxide. If we want to stop the rise in global temperature, protect our shoreline communities from global sea rise, dampen down the heat waves that threaten the most vulnerable around us, if we want to prevent the kinds of storms like Sandy and Maria that so devastated communities, we know what to do. Governor Cuomo needs to stop the Williams pipeline and all these fossil fuel projects, right? Yeah. This is why we're here. We've got a vision of a just society, a society with good jobs, the kind that can build the energy system we need, an energy system characterized by community control, by sustainable, renewable energy, right? That's why we're rising up for climate, jobs, and justice. Rise up! All right.
Thanks so much, Sarah. We have from Global Kids, coming out right here, we have Mumsura Tana and Muhammad Rashida with Global Kids.
It is truly an honor for us to be here with you all. It is especially thrilling to see so many beautiful people and passionate young people in the fight for climate justice.
My name is Muhammad Rashida.
And my name is Mansura Tanha.
We are both 16 years old and we are Muslim American immigrant women from Bangladesh. We are not only here as youth leaders representing Global Kids, but as young Muslim American women who too often feel neglected and isolated in our own society.
It is essential for young people like ourselves to get involved in a fight for climate justice. It is important for us to be aware of all the different issues affecting our country, our world. All above, it is important not to be silenced, not to let the voice of fossil fuel industry overpower our own. Today, we stand on the shoulder of giants, of social activists who have gotten to where we are today. Now, young people must be on the front line of making positive change to protect our future. This is why we demand a rapid and a transition of 100 clean, renewable energy now.
Our clean air and clean water cannot be taken for granted. We need bold climate action. Our generation is the last line of defense against climate catastrophe. Dear future generations, I'm sorry. We will not sit on the silence and we won't allow our elected officials to either. We will not accept anything but real climate leadership.
This movement, this challenge is huge. We recognize that. We have learned it requires a huge amount of faith, hard work, and often risk-taking. So in the spirit of risk-taking, today we decide to take one. We're going to share our poetry with you all. At first, there was peace. Centuries of serenity. A community filled with shade of green and blue. Then came the storms. Storms beating against the tin roof over the heads of millions. Homes that took decades to build, taken away in minutes. Waves, so powerful, they wiped away identities. The storm that flooded my grandfather's village. Climate injustice and world apathy have left my people and billions of others vulnerable, broken. Broken in our homes, in our jobs, in our future.
And then came the flames, the fire, the factory collapse. April 24, 2013 in Bangladesh, 8:57 a.m. Workers of all shapes and sizes trapped. Mothers, daughters, brothers, sisters. My very own family scrambling to contact my uncle. 1,134 dead. I'm not sure if you heard me, but 1,134 dead. There's stitches are woven into the very own clothing that you wear. Capitalism and the climate.
We see you. I'm Retoma Kedexi.
Screams fill the streets. The news hit me, leaving me breathless and shaking. My heart cried for the innocent people in my home country of Bangladesh. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
What do you do?
What do you do?
But then there was an uproar.
People of all races, ages, ethnicity coming together to embody a movement.
A global movement for climate, jobs, and justice for all.
We are the resistance!
We got one more speaker.
All right, so next up, Chris Erickson is the business manager of Local 3 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers here in New York City. IBEW Local 3 and its 30,000 members are at the forefront of the transition to renewable energy, building a sustainable and energy-efficient city for all of us.
Thank you very much. Brothers and sisters, last week I was fortunate to be part of a delegation from Climate Jobs New York, comprised of New York labor leaders, in conjunction with Cornell University's Work Institute. And we visited Denmark to learn about the offshore wind industry. As you may be aware, New York State is committed to building 2.4 gigawatts of offshore wind and will be a driving force for the offshore wind industry on the East Coast of the United States. I'm encouraged and motivated by the governor's clean energy, jobs, and climate agenda, but at the same time, I'm torn. It's been 4 years since the People's Climate March here in New York City, and while there has been progress, we have failed to elect some who should have carried the torch of change. Trump and his appointees are moving us in the opposite direction. I've been to China. I've seen the effects of a lack of regulation and a concern for the environment. I had to wear a mask in Beijing and Shanghai, and I witnessed the toxic exposure that people and children are forced to endure. America cannot become a country where our children are forced to wear masks just to go to school. China is a clear example of a country putting profits before people. I knew 4 years ago that it would not be easy, and that our fight for climate change was an economic fight. Wealthy, powerful corporate interests would not just surrender, but time is running out. The time to stand and demand change for our planet, for our lives, and most importantly, the lives of our children and our grandchildren is now. The whole human race is at risk. The world needs America to lead. They are dependent on our ability to fix this. So I urge you to do the work. Do what it takes to wake up and call on our fellow citizens to demand affordable, renewable energy, good, sustainable climate jobs, and most importantly, a healthy planet to sustain us with clean air and clean water for all. It's been said that there are no jobs on a dead planet. Local 3 is proud to partner with the New York Urban Green Council, Align, Trade Unions for Energy Democracy, the Labor Network for Sustainability and Climate Jobs New York, and you, my brothers and sisters, united around the shared goal of combating climate change, reversing inequality by advocating for an ambitious clean energy economy, creating good union jobs, more equitable communities, and a more resilient New York. It's our time. We will not be silent, and we must not fail. Thank you very much.
All right, let's get ready. Now, I got some good news real quick. We got a group from Canada that just tells us that today, just recently, they stopped the Trans Mountain Pipeline. And this is a huge victory because tar sands are a huge cause of climate change. Huge victory. So we're starting off real strong today. Real strong. Now we're getting a really good order over here. We have the youth up front. Youth, make some noise. Behind youth, we got community groups. Community groups, make some noise. And we're
Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice. What time is it? For Climate, Jobs, and Justice. What time is it? 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 For Climate, Jobs, and Justice.
So we have tied up our shoes and our sneakers, taking you to a magnificent, wonderful climate justice rally, and we have to keep up the pace. Rise for climate, jobs, justice, and peace. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.